Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, Facebook, welcome. My name is Kim Jackson with Prophetic Prayer Warrior Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Thank you for joining me again for another broadcast, another Facebook post. This is Pray It Forward Day 13. God has blessed me to do 13 days of Pray It Forward. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for continuing to stick with me for these many days. Something planned for this journey of Pray It Forward. I'm not for sure what it is, but we're going to see. We're going to see what God has planned for us. But this morning, we had been talking about your prayer life for the last couple of days. I've talked about how you need to spend more time with God, find your place in your life to open your doors or open your heart to God. Well, this morning I want to share something with you as far as what God is doing for me. As I've taken this journey, God has been showing me that things are going to change for me. This is just my testimony. New things are coming. The things that I've been praying for years, there's going to be an end to my prayer, or God is answering my prayer. So I always want to encourage those who listen to me that stay the course. God is listening. Because a lot of times we start on a mission. We don't hear God and we stop. Don't stop. No matter what's going on in your life, don't stop. Continue on. It may be a long journey. It could be 6 months. It could be 1 month. It could be years. But stay the course. Stay the course. Whatever you're looking for, whatever comes your way that doesn't look like it's going to change, just stay the course. God has set us on a path for change. Not only the change for our life, but a change in others' lives. Because whatever happened to us, our testimony is going to be a testimony that helps others. But we have to be steadfast and be willing to stay the course. If we don't stay the course, then we pretty much have to go back down to the bottom of the mountain. I don't know if you ever climbed a hill in your life, but I have. And a lot of times when you get to the top, you want to just grab your knees and say, Lord, thank you for making it up. But to have to start at midpoint to go back down, to come back up again, that is something that, from my point of view, I just wouldn't want to do it. So I encourage you to stay the course this morning. Whatever path God has you on, whatever journey, Pray Forward may not be your journey, may not be one that God wants you to do, but he may want you to be more support for me so I can keep praying it forward. But whatever journey God has for you, you need to pursue that journey. You need to go forth in a journey. Even if in your mind you tell yourself that I don't have the skills to do the things that God's calling me to do. I've had those same questions. Those same questions. I don't have the education. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the confidence. I'm not this, I'm not that. But put aside all of that. Put aside it and watch God open doors for you. Step out of your comfort zone. Watch God change your life. when you move in a way that you know that it's not you. God continues to open doors. He continues to speak to us. We have to continue to listen. He continues to tell us which door to open, which door to close, which door to go through. But we have to be willing and in a position of prayer, meditation, and fast to go through all these doors, because we have to be able to listen to God. A lot of times things get in the way. I've said this a couple of times. A lot of times we put things before the things that God wants us to do. A lot of times we try to jump ahead of God. But remember, prayer changes things. Prayer changes. So you have to get in the mode of prayer. You have to get in the mode of listening. You have to get in the mode of meditation. You have to get in the mode of fasting. And I'm not telling you to do an extreme fast. I'm not telling you to dump everything today and just stop. Stop eating. Stop looking at a lot of stuff. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you this morning just to progression. Start getting away from stuff. If you want to stop eating sweets, stop eating bread like I did. The small things. Meditation. Meditation helps you sit in a room where you can gain peace in your household and peace in your life. But it also helps you listen. If you sit in a room in the dark, you'll find out that it's going to be kind of weird. But as you continue on doing it, you'll find out that it just has so much peace in that dark room. I've been doing this for years as far as meditation. Go in the room, just cut the lights off, and just I will get into a zone that is just so amazing. I can't really explain it to you. It's just a journey that you have to do. But God is calling us to listen, to pray for one another, to pray it forward, to show that God is still in control. This morning has just been a blessing to be able to do this for 13 days. I'm not sure I was going to be able to make it 3 days, to be honest with you, but I made it 13. God has gave me strength. He has encouraged me to get up every morning. He's encouraged me to keep doing this. Now I'm encouraging you to keep praying it forward, because God has a plan. God has a movement at hand. So try and be one of those to join the movement. Join the push that God has placed in this year. Don't worry about what's around you. Don't worry about what your need is. Because God has ordained this time as a time for change. I want to close with a prayer. And in my prayer, I want to thank God for praying forward. I want to thank God for continuing to blessing me and also blessing you. Whatever blessings, I want you to be one that share it with others. No matter how big or how small, always share it with someone. Because your prayer, your testimony, can help someone see the light. But it's up to you. It is up to you. Dear gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for this morning, Father. We thank you for this beautiful morning. Father, even though it is still dark out here, Lord, I know the sun is shining somewhere, Father. Father, I thank you for the breath that you put in our bodies, Father. Lord, I thank you for the knowledge, the spirit, the joy that you have given us, Father. Father, most of all, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us a way out of no way, Father. A light where there was darkness, Father. A joy where there was sadness, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Father, this morning, Lord, I just ask, O Lord, that you continue to bless, pray it forward, Lord. Let it continue to touch those on Facebook and those on Blog Talk, Lord. Continue to empower those who are listening, Father, to go forth and do your will, Father. Father, if they feel like they don't have a path, Lord, Lord, I ask for you, Lord, to speak to them. Speak to their heart, speak to their spirit, Lord. Show them that the path is there, but you have to put aside your fears to walk the path, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father. Father, I just ask, Lord, if there's anyone that is listening to my voice, Lord, if they're sick, Lord, I ask, oh, Father, that you extend your hand down, Father, and heal that sickness, Lord. Lord, if there's someone, Lord, that needs direction, Lord, Lord, I ask, oh, Father, as they sleep, oh, Father, give them direction. Give them the map in which you have planned for them, Father. Lord, if there's someone out there, Lord, is looking for a financial restoration, Lord. Father, I ask you to give them a plan, give them a way, and give them the means to give them the financial restoration, Lord. Lord, if there's someone, Lord, that you have put on their heart, Lord, for a higher calling, Lord, I ask that you send an individual, Lord, to speak to them, to minister to them, Lord, to show them that whatever you have put in their hearts, Lord, you need to bring it forth. Because it's not their will, Lord, but it's yours. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for loving us, Lord. I thank you for mercy, Lord. I thank you for grace, Lord. Lord, most of all, I thank you for your favor, Lord, because we do not deserve the favor that you've given us, Lord. Lord, continue to touch us, Lord. Continue to guide us. Continue to be with us, Lord, as we take this journey of prayer forward, Lord. Continue to touch others. Continue to touch others with our light. Lord, we continue to touch others with whatever faith measure we stand, Lord. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. And thank you for those who join me on Facebook. Father, these things I ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you for joining me. God will continue to guide your footsteps. All you need to do is just listen. Spend time with God today. God bless you all.